Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are you on fire?
People need to chillax.
Mike Francesa appears to rip fought while ripping Adam Gase.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Wild dick, but yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Ram-a-lama, ding-dong, rock and roll is king.
Just got word that New Jersey, along with other states, are now closing schools, bars, clubs, restaurants, movie theaters, other public gathering places that hold over 50 people, which I get it. You're trying to stop a virus that you're never, ever going to stop. It is spreading way too rapidly, and there ain't nothing you can do about it right now. It's just the way it is. But now, today, is where they done up. Now, they are closing the gyms at 8 p.m. tonight until further notice, which a lot of up, including my gains. And your gains, all because of this virus, which at this point, 100 million people are going to get. It is a fact, Jack. Put it in the bank. And guess what? 99.9 million people are going to get better. It's the flu. I'm being insensitive. Robert Frank, people are going to die. They're weak. I've been preaching for years to be Jack, tan, juicy as. That's how you survive. The strong survive. The weak die. Close my gym. I'm going to close your casket.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are the Toucher and Rady, Toucher and Rich radio program. And it is the fourth day of the lockdown, and John is in the Town Fair Tire Studio. I actually had a gym call and ask if I was keeping my appointment yesterday, and I said I was not. And there you go.
I was telling you yesterday that the TB12 is offering personal, like over the computer sessions for $50 a pop. So if you want to get your pliability on, you know, that's the way to do it. You just got to jump online. And, you know, it's like almost like your own personal P90X, except with a little more weirdness sprinkled in.
I don't know how they would massage you. Is it self-massage at that point, or what are you doing?
I guess that you might have to purchase their special TB12 bands and vibrating balls. And then once you've received those, they'll teach you how to use them, which should be kind of fantastic and weird at the same time. Yeah, I have a feeling that's going to be the way a lot of these gyms are going to be getting people jacked, or as this guy said, getting your gains back.
No, they asked me to come in. They asked me if I wanted to come in. They called when I was sleeping, and my wife said, are you crazy? He's not coming in. He's not coming in right now. And I said to them, that's right. I'm the CDC, baby. That's what I'm doing. So the lockdown now is not bothering me. I've become accustomed to it and starting to enjoy it. You can sleep later. That you can play basketball outside, which is very exciting. Very, very much basketball. And you can get food, and you don't sit at the restaurant, and you get to watch a lot of TV. Now, the only thing that's missing is school. Sweet, sweet school, which I wish it was going on so badly. But other than that, it's not so bad.
I think a lot of the moms are getting upset because Facebook has this new culture of homeschool shaming, where people are going online and showing you just how awesome they are homeschooling their kids.
Yeah.
Almost as if to say, well, if you're not doing this, then you suck as a parent, which is great too, because my kids right now are on their schedule set up so weird. They have a 2-week spring break. Like, I know a lot of kids have it where you get 1 week in February, another week in April. But right. My kid's school, it was just like 2 week chunk in the middle of March. And so this is the beginning of it. And there's kids at my kid's school that whose parents are supposed to homeschool the kids. I'm like, dude, they're supposed to be off this week. Like, what are you doing? There's no reason at all to do that, other than if you're just trying to keep them like from not killing each other. But that's not the way to do it. Let them go and, I don't know, beat each other up and run around or whatever you can do. But there is a weird culture of homeschool shaming going on right now, which is a very strange thing. The moms seem to be very upset about this.
Yeah, my daughter had a indoor dance class yesterday via the internet, where the teacher started crying because of everything that was going on, and it said no playdates and started crying. And my son is now the street hockey king of the street. He goes outside and plays street hockey. So that is life. And if my son cannot be corralled, he needs to be outside, and that's the way that it goes. And today it's raining, so today should be a very special day. But nonetheless, it is a day's under the guides of not going outside. Now, Conan O'Brien is doing his show from his house. I've heard that Jimmy Fallon has done his idiotic crap through his house. So that is what's going on right now.
Yeah.
And by the way, people are very proud. If you go on Instagram and you follow people, they're doing like table reads from their houses and writing sessions from their houses. And they love putting it up on the Instagram. They love it. Nothing more than that to show how woke they are and how wonderful they are.
What do you mean by table reads? Like these are like TV shows in production?
Yes, and they're doing table reads of the scripts.
I'd find that kind of interesting. That's like shows.
No. They don't show them doing the table read. They just show like that. It's just like a photo of or them waving that they're doing the table read.
Oh, okay. Because like, that not, would be interesting to me. Like these shows that are in production, like getting to watch them do.
Well, you can watch if you go online. They've done live table reads of Family Guy, and which is interesting because
that's kind of cool. Yeah.
Well, it is because you can see Seth MacFarlane do like every voice that's on the show.
Yeah.
So that's cool. No, but it's these people that are like they're so. I've lost so much respect for people that I used to like. Because they're like, hey, look at us. We're doing this virtually. And you're like, yeah, okay. Like, good for you. Go announce it. Go be more proud of yourself, stupid.
You know, good. One of the only stocks that's, I think, doing okay, that's not absolutely tanking, is this, I forget the name of it, but I was reading about it yesterday. It's this technology that's used for video, like mass video conferencing. It's what like most of the teachers are going to be using, and all of these different businesses are going to be using. That's one of the rare stocks that is actually doing all right now, because that's kind of our reality over the next several months, is that that's how everyone is going to be communicating with each other. And so everyone's purchasing it and getting it hooked up. There's school systems that are going to be using it and purchasing it as well. Zoom, I think that's what it's called. Yeah, Zoom is the company. And I read about that yesterday. And it's, I mean, just get ready. Matter of fact, my son has like takes drum lessons, and he wanted to give him lessons over the internet, which seems strange, but that's, I guess, if you want to have any kind of normalcy, that's how you're going to be doing it.
But there's nothing normal about that. And don't say several months. Don't do that.
There's been some really scary numbers I'm not going to say it.
No, I understand, but that's worst case scenario stuff. That's them planning it, contingency plans if things go completely upside down.
Well, if you want to feel like if you want a little bit of hope this morning, like one thing that is somewhat of a, I guess it is a feel good story, is that this all started obviously in China and the lockdown thing. When they started getting ordered to stay in was in the middle of January, and yesterday was the first day that they had zero cases of the coronavirus reported. Like, there were zero. It's the very first day. Now, I think that they are waiting to lift their restrictions until there's 14 days in a row where they have close to zero.
Some of the places in China are starting to go back to work, but they're very concerned about a second wave.
of it happening. Yeah. But yesterday was the very first day. So think about it this way. I mean, they went to extreme measures, and that is 2.5 months. That's going extreme. And we've seen, and we'll obviously explore some of the things later on in the show, there are some jackasses that are not taking this thing seriously at all. I mean, spring break down in Florida, it's ridiculous what's going on there.
Yeah.
So just think, if they did it in 2.5 months, you've got to hope that America can do it in 3.5? 3.5? That's kind of where my head is right now. That's where I'm hoping we go, is 3.5 months. Which would bring us to when? Because my math sucks. Like the beginning of July? Is that right?
Ew. I don't like that. Nah. You got it.
Morning, everybody. It's good stuff.
I know it sucks, but it's all right. I mean, but you know what? But that at least you see something that's happening in the world where this is working and it's going away, and that, you know, finally after you see. I mean, I think that in Massachusetts the number went up 50% yesterday to today. I saw.
Well,
I think
that's the testing. Yeah, because of the testing. They're testing people.
Yeah,
we'll see. I mean, once it gets to a reasonable number, you got to, or once they, I don't know. I just think that sometimes the media gets a little hysterical, but we'll see. We'll see how it all goes, and we'll see how long that. I mean, really, you play basketball, and you don't go to a bar. That's all. I mean, you can still take food out. So, I mean, really, what does it matter? You get to get up a little bit later. You get to do it from home. My wife desperately doesn't want me to do this from home anymore because it wakes up the family. And I said to her, I said, you're not woke. I said, you're not woke.
I know.
How dare you?
I have to kick my wife out of the bedroom so they're on the other side of the house. Like, when I wake up in the morning, I'm like, take time to leave. So, like, they're on the other side of the house when I do this so I don't freak them out or wake them up.
No, I'm on the third floor, which has no doors. So they are up and not enjoying it. Every time that we go on the air. All right, Rich, we're going to do what happened last night. What are we going to talk about?
Oh, so much Brady stuff. We're going to get to a little snag in the contract, apparently, and the mass exodus from the Patriots. We'll get to all of that.
All right, we will be right back.
Toucher and Rich.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help MA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Toucher.
Our only concern is your condition.
Rich.
This guy's a piece of work, huh?
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed is Toucher and Rich.
Running at 5 to Sports Hub, we are Toucher and Rich. Rich, what happened last evening?
Well, has the Tom Brady deal hit a snag? According to Adam Schefter, Brady and the Bucks have yet to put pen to paper, and the negotiations are predicted to continue throughout the day today. Schefter said that the contract language is more challenging this offseason than any time in recent memory. He adds that no problems are foreseen in getting the deal done, but with no deal yet, Patriots fans are left to wonder, maybe there's a chance for Kraft to swoop in and save the day. And up to this point, I mean, listen, dude, I saw it all over the Twitter yesterday. Kraft, make you move.
Yeah. It's so pathetic. It's so pathetic.
You got to do it now.
I can't wait to see what Patriots fans act like this coming fall. I can't wait.
That he's coming back is just insanity. Okay, I mean, it is insanity. That, he makes this huge announcement. You know how much respect I would lose for Brady if he just was like, okay, yeah, I'll come back. Like, I mean, there's just, you make this big solemn announcement that you're going to come back to the team, and then all of a sudden you go, oh, we couldn't work out the language. I'll just come back with my tail between my legs. I mean, he can't do that. There's just, it's not going to happen. And the Patriot fans are having such a tough time accepting this because I guess they don't want to buy new jerseys.
It's a negotiation technique there, Fred. So what he did is he accepted it, but he ain't going to sign it because that would truly scare Kraft into going, whatever you want, Tommy, whatever you want, take it.
Right,
it's for real
right.
now.
They had a big conversation and publicly announced both parties that they were separating, and then it was just a big ruse. So I think Tom Brady is kind of maybe stretching this out a little bit. I don't doubt that there's some language in the contract probably that needs to be worked out, but I don't think he's adverse to letting this go a little bit longer.
I think he's waiting until he's able to resurrect the TV Times to announce it.
Well, I mean, you got to have a crocodile in there. But don't you think that he didn't get... I truly believe this because he didn't get like the Manning treatment where he was flown all over the place and, you know, shown love by everyone.
He said he didn't want that. In fairness, he did say, like, okay. Apparently there were reports months ago that he didn't want that. That it was going to be quick and it was going to be something. Matter of fact, specifically, they mentioned Peyton Manning.
Right.
That was a report from, I think it was Schefter, a month and a half ago.
Yeah, this is the guy who did the TV Times and went to a Syracuse basketball game in the front row. I don't believe that at all. I think that he, and I think that he won, ultimately won this thing. But I do think that there might be a chance that he's stretching this out a little bit to, what?
Well, there's some weird. There's some weird like stuff that this season, and Adam Schefter's right, you know, with the whole not able to get a physical, not able to do like stuff, you know, in person. It does make these contracts a little tougher to put pen to paper. But you're right. I mean, you would think that if everything, you know, if all else is equal around the league, which it seems to be, that neither side would have any problem going ahead and announcing it. But up to this point...
But Schefter's saying that you can have 10 people in a room. I mean, the government has said that you can have 10 people in a room. So, I mean, why can't they get a physical?
Well, I mean maybe there's a case where one of them does not want to be there. Or maybe one of these people has the coronavirus. You know, we don't know. I mean, it's not an obligation to tell the world that you have it if you have it.
I know. But it would seem to me that there would be a way that you could get this done. I mean, we're not, you know, in lockdown. I mean, you can have face-to-face conversations. I mean, you can fly. I mean, these are things that are allowed. So I don't buy the physical thing that you can't have a physical. No,
you know,
I don't believe that.
Somebody reached out to us who works for one of the teams, and I thought this was kind of interesting. They obviously wanted to stay anonymous, but they said that there's only a certain amount of personnel that is allowed at the facility, and it's just, I mean, it's like one or two. I think it was three people, and that there's actual guards that are guarding the doors. It's at a facility. So this is somebody who works at one of them. They reached out to us. They want to stay anonymous, but I mean, they're really taking this seriously. So I don't.
But
think
at the station, how many people? Walk. How many people are at the station right now?
We got three people.
Not just at our station, but in the building.
Yeah, most of the other morning shows. Dan, correct me if I'm wrong. Most of the other morning shows are fully staffed. So what do you think? 15 people in the building?
John,
right now?
Just honestly, the number 15 came to mind.
Yeah, about 15 people.
A couple of engineers. So, you know, there's probably 15. Total, spread out.
All right, 15 people at the radio station. So they have 15 people right now at 6:23 in the morning in Dorchester in a building. I mean, I don't know. I mean, the idea, I mean, people are flying. I mean, I know people that are flying. I know people that have had are having trips. I mean, it's listen. This is you're responsible to stay home. The best thing is to stay home. But I mean, the idea that these guys with private planes and these facilities is a little ridiculous. I mean, there's 15 people on one floor in Dorchester right now.
Right,
I
but mean, Beasley hasn't announced the closing of the facility, which
I
the
understand,
NFL has done.
I understand that. I understand that. But they've announced the closing of the facilities, but there's people in the facilities. I cannot believe that billion-dollar businesses that are giving a guy $30 million a year could not find a way to get a physical done. There's no way. There's no way. There's not. And they're not flying commercial, which you have every right to do.
Unless Brady doesn't want to do it.
Of course. But I could take a flight today to Tampa and go into a building. I mean, I could do it. No, I mean, and I wouldn't be breaking any rules or even doing anything ultimately irresponsible. I mean, I could do it. So, I mean, if $30 million were on the line and I was an organization that desperately wanted Tom Brady, I could fly to wherever he was and do the physical, unless Brady didn't want to do it, of course. I find that hard to believe that he wouldn't want to do it, but there you are.
Well, up to this point, we still just have a small idea of what the actual contract looks like. According to Burt Breer, we may, however, know what Brady was asking for. Some of his conditions included a 2-year commitment backed by guarantees, $60 million, but he allowed for a little room for creativity. This wasn't all about the cash, according to Breer. And he wanted to give his new team financial flexibility to add. Now, I'm assuming by add, they mean money for Antonio Brown, according to all reports.
This
which is just
so
going to be
weird.
Awesome. I know.
It's just so bizarre.
To that guy, when you already have, like, I mean, I was mentioning this yesterday, you know, what he has at his disposal is already one of the, you know, better sets of receivers in the league, yet. He wants to still attach his reputation to a guy who's hasn't even been approved to play yet in the NFL and just continues to shoot himself in the foot.
Something must have happened those 2 weeks that Brown was with the Patriots.
Maybe the two of them hit it off.
Yeah, that's true. It could be love. It could be lust.
It's Brokeback Mountain.
Who are we to say? Yeah.
It could be either one of those two cowboys in the country just going into a tent and wondering what's going on.
Also, Jim Trotter of the NFL Network and the New York Post both reported yesterday that one of the main reasons Brady chose Tampa over L.A. was because it's on the East Coast, closer to his son Jack, who he had with Bridget Moynihan, who lives in New York. That obviously makes sense.
Yes, that makes sense.
Here is Brady's old friend Willie McGinnis on Brady's move.
No, I would say Tom wanted to go somewhere where he could go in and be a part of a team that's already established, that has the playmakers and guys around him to give himself, not only him, but his team a chance to win football games. It's always been about winning at the highest level, being productive. And when you look at the roster, whether it's the receivers, the tight ends, maybe adding a running back, the offensive line, the defensive side of the ball, coordinators, coaches, all those things play a factor in it. He's not trying to rebuild. He's going wherever he was going to go was somewhere where he wanted to win. And his expectations has always been to go be the best player he can be, not talk about what he's done in the past, but just start to build and do what he's doing in the future. And he's excited about the opportunity.
Well, listen, I mean, I know we've all heard these NFL insiders, confidants, ex-teammates like Willie McGinnis, them all give their opinion on the whole Tom Brady trade. But I know what you've been thinking. Where does Dick Vitale stand on this whole thing?
I was doing a taping for ESPN at the time. When I went to my text messages, I couldn't believe the messages I was getting, that it was official. And it brought back memories. I put it up on Twitter. I said it was so excited, almost as much when I kissed my wife for the very first time 49 years ago. That's how exciting I got. I mean, Tom Brady coming here is the best medicine. Let me just tell you this. I couldn't give away my season tickets for the last couple of years. I will have no problem. I already got people asking, Dick, you can have those tickets? A buddy of mine owns a restaurant. He's ready. Gary says to me, hey, make sure, give me those tickets, you get a free meal.
Hang on, is Dick Vitale the Maria Menounos of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
I'll tell you, yeah. Have you read, every time you go to The Athletic, there's an article on Dick Vitale that's on the right side of the page. and it's just about how, like, morose he is in real life. How, like, I guess he had, like, a wobbly eye or something for years, and then he like, had this wobbly eye.
He just kind of, one of them just kind of went,
yeah, like he did his Zolak. And so he had, like, a wobbly eye, and he was, like, people made fun of him. And then he's telling, and then it got, and then it got corrected. They had to get surgery, and they corrected it. But and he
and
just,
that's, like, why he's morose.
Yeah, like, I swear to God. Yeah. So he starts crying, like, when he's talking about it. He's like, I used to have a wobbly eye, and he starts crying. I'm dying. I'm sure I have the coronavirus now. And but he's like. He has this wobbly eye, and he sits there crying. I told you he came into an Isaiah Thomas basketball camp that I was at, and he couldn't have been more of a prick. Oh, that guy. But maybe it's because he had a wobbly eye at some point.
Only people with kids are going to get this, but it's like the chicken from Moana, just kind of just... I don't understand, because I've never seen, because we've never seen him like that. So he obviously fixed his wobbly eye, what, 30 years ago?
Yeah, so the story goes that he had a wobbly eye, and he was a very good baseball pitcher. And he had a wobbly eye, and the parents said something to him about his wobbly eye, and it hurt his feelings, which obviously it would. And then he started at ESPN, and people were complaining about his wobbly eye. So then he got it fixed, and but still, if you bring up his wobbly eye, it makes him very sad. So that is the story of Dick Vitale. He's the typical clown that what is it? The clown that's morose.
The hobo clown.
Yeah, like he's happy on the outside. He's like a Yadro clown that my father-in-law would have.
Right, he's got the bag on a stick.
Yeah, I can't believe you guys haven't seen this.
No.
It's on the right-hand side of the Athletic.
Okay.
The minute you open it up.
And I'm it's Googling, like, Dick Vitale wobbly eye right now as we speak.
That's oh, yeah. Funny. You'll find
it. Is.
Oh, you'll find it. And, yeah, and so the whole story is about how, like, I don't know. The guy's so weird. I mean, it's like Paul Stanley was like, I had a bad ear. I had to cover it up. But, yes, he... Wallach. It's like Wallach's ear. Very bad. Very, very bad.
But not wobbly.
Hang on. Okay, this is kind of weird. I'm reading it right now, and he goes, when I was 4 or 5 years old, I lost vision in my left eye in an accident with a pencil.
Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah. He said, I had no control of my left eye, so it would drift. I had no ability to look people directly in the eye. Ooh, that's awful. What happened with a pencil?
I don't know what you're doing with a pencil. That seems, it just seems irresponsible at that point. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, it goes on just about how everyone was mean to him.
Yeah, and then it changes demeanor. And then he starts crying. He's a man of 70 years old or something, and he's very upset about his wobbly eye. But it was fixed. Do you understand? They fixed it. So he's the sad clown, very easy to move into a state of crying.
By the way, Dick Vitale's 80.
Yeah,
I mean he is. It seems like he's been around forever, but I never thought he was that old.
Dude, he coached the Pistons in the 70s.
Right. University of Detroit, I heard.
University of Detroit. That's absolutely true. And the Pistons just went, who's the closest coach?
Basically,
they said, who's got the shortest commute? And that would be Dick Vitale. All right, so you see it now, Rich?
You can't really see a picture because he got it fixed, you know, a while back. But I see the story, and
no, they don't have a picture of the eye. I can't imagine it was. Let's put it this way: I can't imagine that it was like insane. Because, I mean, he was on TV and no one, I mean, there's not the stories of, oh, have you seen Dick? It's not like when Costas had red eye from poo.
Oh, I felt bad because it was during the Olympics. That was his big moment, too.
So it's not like it was something that, and it's not like the guy from the NFL Network's ears. I mean, there's certain things that are famous.
Andrew Siciliano, or Siciliano, is
yeah,
that who
that's
is?
Him.
Have you ever had your kids see him for the first time? They can be very cruel.
It's true.
Because I had the NFL Network on the other day. I'm home a lot, obviously. And I had the NFL Network on the other day when it was the trade or when free agency was going on. And the first time my kids saw Andrew Siciliano, oh boy, there were questions asked. How does someone look like that? What's up with those ears? But you know what? I told him that he's very brave, that despite the ears, that he is on television and you have to, you know, chase your dreams, no matter what anyone would say. Do you see? You see how good I am as a parent? That's right. I said, look at those ears. You can do whatever you want in this life. So that's the story of Dick Vitale and the wobbly eye.
I think we've all learned something here today, Fred. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I'm glad. I can't believe you guys haven't seen that.
No.
That it hasn't caught you. You guys belong to The Athletic, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I can't believe it's never caught your eye because there's nothing going on. So there's nothing but time. I can't believe you guys have never clicked over there to the right and seen the story of Dick Vitale. It's too long to read the whole thing now. I can't claim to have done that. But nonetheless, there we stand. All right, Rich, what do we have coming up?
The Patriots, there's a lot of them who are jumping ship, being traded all over the place. And on top of that, did Bill O'Brien say something really, really bad to DeAndre Hopkins? We will get to that as well.
Yeah, there's rumors about that Bill O'Brien had to overcome a lopsided nose. And that is how he is making these terrible trades now. All right, we will be back. Here are the headlines.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Toucher and Rip.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050. Or gamblinghelplinema.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Don't, you know, be a diva.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They're very big.
The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. Have they officially delayed the Crew concert?
No, that has not been delayed.
All right, because that's when we truly have hit a pandemic state, is when they say that Vince Neil is not allowed in the city of Boston.
Remind me when that is. Is that the end of August or the end of July?
I don't know.
It's one of the two.
Guy
so
comes in and. By the way, I've lost like 15 pounds since this thing happened. Everyone's saying how they gained weight, and I'm like, for some reason, I haven't been eating because I'm trapped at home. I don't know what the deal is. By the way, someone sent a picture of Vitale with the wobbly eye. I'm calling shenanigans. That wasn't even that bad. I mean, you can barely tell unless you were looking, you know, with going, I'm full on wobbly eye in it. I call into question the wobbly eye, Rich. I'm going Snopes.
It's a false story. You Snope the eye?
Yes, I think he's making far too much of the wobbly eye.
By the way, Dan is telling me that it's the end of August, the Motley Crue show. So, well, Fred, there's still hope.
If they cancel that, then, you know, just, okay. Just, I mean, then there's an issue.
It's so, truly the end of times.
Yes, exactly. If things are good, if they start, because I can understand canceling a festival because of all the planning and all the crap that you have to go through. That I understand. But if you're canceling a concert in August, then you're saying to yourself, oh boy, this is bad news.
Well, now Vince has got an excuse for getting fat again. He could say, I was doing great, and then all of a sudden I was quarantined, and just all you could do is eat.
Wait, fat again?
Yes.
You're assuming that he is in tip-top shape?
You apparently do not read the reports. Apparently he is jacked right now. Well, maybe
not
jacked, but
he's quit drinking the whole nine, yeah. He's a guy who's killed someone a friend in a drunk driving accident, and has continued to drink uncontrollably. Yeah, now all of a sudden He's on the wagon. He's clean sober.
Speaking of drinking, how much does this suck? Today at noon would have been the time where all of us sat down at a bar and turned on the first day of March Madness. That was tonight.
Well, ESPN had Michigan State losing in the first round. They did some kind of computer simulation. Here's how bored I am. I read a computer simulation of what would happen in the NCAA tournament. And they had the 3-seed Michigan State Spartans losing to some school I've never heard of.
Oh, jeez.
So I guess I would have been out of it. And I wouldn't have cared anymore. Today would have been the day.
Well, everyone yesterday was not only expecting Tom Brady's official announcement, but also looking to see if the Pats would make any major moves once free agency opened at 4 p.m., especially at the quarterback position. And the answer is they did pretty much a whole bunch of nothing. As a matter of fact, according to Adam Schefter, he said that he would not be surprised to see the Patriots draft a quarterback in addition to potentially adding a free agent down the road. The plan would then be to have those three quarterbacks compete over the summer and go with the best one. Yeehaw! Sounds like fun.
You got to draft a quarterback every year. I mean, that's what you do. I mean, that's how the Seahawks got Russell Wilson. You keep throwing something at the wall. And then hope something sticks.
Well, one of those guys will not be Nick Foles. Damn it. Jacksonville traded Napoleon Dynamite to Chicago for the Bears' compensatory fourth-round pick. Matt Nagy, the coach, he's worked with Foles in the past. Other than that, I believe they're just in an anyone-but-Mitch-Trubisky situation. So I think that that was just a desperation move. But
Chicago's doing a bunch of really dumb stuff.
It's weird too, man. Think about what everyone thought of them as the beginning of just last season. Like they were one of the top three favored people to win the Super Bowl, and now look at them.
Yeah, they're just throwing money at people and trading good players. Chicago's a real mess right now. Yeah, and they drafted Trubisky with the third overall pick and
traded up to get him.
Yeah, and no one. Yeah, exactly. They gave up a lot to get him. And coming out, I mean, no one thought much of him. And so that's the thing about the NFL draft is, now I say you have to draft a quarterback, but I'm not saying you have to draft a quarterback in the first round. You know, you can take chances in later rounds and see maybe you can find a diamond in the rough. But, Trubisky was a big reach, and he's never going to be a good NFL quarterback. Never. And so look out for Foles in Chicago, but fortunately for them, they're in a division with Detroit, so they'll never finish last.
Well, let's talk about that, because one thing we did see yesterday, Fred, was a bunch of Patriots jump ship. As a matter of fact, the Lions traded for Daron Harmon. So here's what Matt Patricia now has on his team. Danny Amendola, Jamie Collins, Daron Harmon, Trey Flowers, Danny Shelton, Tavon Wilson, and Justin Coleman. Matt Patricia, you unoriginal bastard, discovered your own talent. He literally just took half of the roster that you used to have with the Patriots and said, come on over.
It's 15 guys. 15 ex-Patriots.
And it's stupid, but don't put it on him. Just on him, because there is there is another man who is doing the same thing in Miami.
Yeah, that's. Ooh. Let's get to that because, you know, Brian Flores, speaking of unoriginal, he keeps poaching expatriates players for the Dolphins. Yesterday, he signed Ted Karras to a one-year, $4 million contract with Miami. On top of that, the Dolphins agreed to a deal with Alandon Roberts. And so who else do they have? They've got Kyle Van Noy. There was who else ended up going down to Miami? There's one other player and whose name escapes me. But still, you got at least three big ones down there right now. I don't understand what's going on. And it's weird, too, because with all of these moves, what did the Patriots get? I mean, you thought they might have been posed to do something. Well, if you consider Bo Allen a big move, then bam, we got fireworks. He was part of the Eagles team that beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl against the Eagles. They ended up giving him 2 years, $8 million. He was with Philly for a while, his first four seasons. He did pretty good there. He's 28 and spent the last two seasons with the Bucs. So the minute everyone got excited about getting Tom Brady, they said, no, you're going to go play at the place that doesn't have
Rich,
Tom Brady.
Rich, real quick. This free agency is about the same as a lot of other free agencies for the Patriots. They do nothing on day one. They pick off some minor players in day two, and they lose a bunch of guys who go somewhere else and make a lot more money than the Patriots are willing to offer them. The problem is Brady has always made up for all the departures that the Patriots have had, and now he's not there, and the Patriots are up against the cap. I still maintain it goes back to this. The Patriots, salary cap wise, painted themselves into a corner for the first time in two decades, and you see it happen to a lot of teams who win championships. And now they're losing guys, they're not replacing guys, and Brady isn't there to save them. I'm very curious to see how this plays out.
Okay, why do you think they're in this situation?
Because they gave...
Because they drafted so poorly.
Oh, of course, yes.
And so what you do, ideally, here's what the Patriots have been very good about is that, like, look at the... Van Noy was a second-round pick by Detroit, and he did nothing. So they picked him up for, I think they gave up like a fifth or sixth-round pick for him. And then they turned him into something. So what they do is that what they've already always done is they've picked up depth in the middle of their roster, like their middle-even players. So if someone gets hurt, they can bring someone else in. And so they have drafted so poorly. So ideally in free agency, maybe you pick up one big name, but then you pick up guys that can fill in the spots that aren't necessarily stars. So that's because whenever they grade free agency, it drives me insane. But they've drafted so poorly, they put themselves in a position that they really can't do anything at this point. And, I mean, who are they going to go out and get? I mean, what are they going to do?
You've got to get minor guys like Bo Allen, for example, and you're all in on guys like Chase Winovich on the defensive side and Nikhil Harry on the offensive side.
Right, exactly. And that's what you do. And that's why, for the first time ever, I'm excited about the Jets offseason because they have a general manager who's actually making moves that aren't destroying the team, like Jermaine Johnson. But that's my own problem. So don't worry about me. I'll be okay while I sit here and mull over free agency. So, all right. We'll be back, Rich. What else are we going to talk about?
Let's get to that Bill O'Brien to Deshaun Watson feud that is going on. This could get ugly for Bill O'Brien if it's true.
No, it should get ugly because he's the worst general manager or the worst personnel person since Matt Millen. All right, we will find out what happened in just a moment.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. HelplineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Toucher.
I didn't get to be a sports expert until 2009.
Rich.
You would think you were at a children's birthday party.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what's going on there in Houston?
Man, Bill O'Brien, think about it. So he traded DeAndre Hopkins and Jadeveon Clowney and didn't get a first-round pick for either one of them. I mean, that's a fireable offense if it is. I don't know if he's got naked pictures of somebody, but I mean, I like Bill O'Brien, but he has been stupid when it comes to issues like this. As a matter of fact, he's being talked about. And yesterday, Michael Irvin was on Get Up on ESPN, and he said that he had some inside information on how everything went down between Michael Irvin, between DeAndre Hopkins and Bill O'Brien. And here is Michael Irvin, who for some weird reason said he's got this info.
There's no way they give away one of the best receivers in the NFL for a ham sandwich like they did. And he kept the high road on it. He said, Michael, you know, I'm just happy about where I'm going. And that's it. He left it there. But, of course, I couldn't rest my mind on it. I called him again 24 hours later, like late yesterday. And then he was willing to talk more. And I said, tell me what happened in Houston. And he went into it. He told me, he said, Michael, it was a bit of a power struggle there because Bill O'Brien thought, Coach O'Brien thought he had too much influence over the locker room. He called DeAndre Hopkins in a meeting to talk about this and to kind of just hash it out. In that meeting, he started the meeting with telling DeAndre Hopkins this that blew my mind when DeAndre told me this. He told DeAndre Hopkins, he said, hey, the last time I had to have a meeting like this, it was with Aaron Hernandez. I was like, what? He put in Aaron Hernandez in this meeting? He said, yes, he did. He said, Michael, that blew my mind that he would even bring that up. I've never been in any trouble. I don't know why would he equate me with Aaron Hernandez. And from there, the meeting just deteriorated. You know, he got into talking about DeAndre Hopkins because DeAndre Hopkins has a few kids from different women. And he said, you know, he told DeAndre he doesn't like that he has his baby mamas around sometimes. And from that, I think the relationship just went bad. And thus, we got a trade of DeAndre Hopkins from Houston for basically, like I said earlier, a ham sandwich, all because of that relationship.
Okay, the first time I saw that clip, immediately I thought, he's full of crap. And it's not because of what he was saying. It was because of who was saying it. Michael Irvin is a guy that just a couple of weeks ago, do you remember when he went all crazy? He was doing an interview and he was bragging about how there was somebody higher up, one of the main decision makers with the Dallas Cowboys, said they were seriously considering Tom Brady. And then once it became a news story, he had to backtrack and say that, oh, I think his words were twisted and that he wasn't saying what everyone alluded he was saying. And Michael Irvin just one of those guys who talks just to talk. Everyone knows somebody like that in their life. You know,
it sounds like Mr. T.
It does sound a little bit like just talking just talk, just talk. Usually about your mother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Eat snicker. Eat snicker.
Get some nuts.
That's right.
So now we know that that's probably more than likely a bunch of garbage because DeAndre Hopkins, not much longer after that statement was made on TV, because obviously if that was something that was true, you know, that makes Bill O'Brien look like an awful, like who's going to play for this guy? Why would you want him as part of your organization? So DeAndre Hopkins put on Twitter, quote, this is being blown way out of proportion. As I've said before, I enjoyed and am proud of my time with the Texans. I have the utmost respect for Coach O'Brien, and that will not change. Now I'm ready to play for the Cardinals. So, I mean, that once again sounds like he's just talking out of his butt right there. And on top of that, Diana Rossini from ESPN said, after the Texans agreed to trade DeAndre Hopkins, sources told me Hopkins' reps told the Texans weeks prior that he wanted a new deal, paying him somewhere between $18 and $20 million a year. The team was told Hopkins wouldn't show if he didn't get the deal, so Houston moved forward with the trade. Now, that I'm sure that that's true. It still doesn't mean you should have gotten more than what you got when you made that trade. On top of that, Benjamin Albright from the NFL says potential DB target for the Texans told me that he told the team no thanks, moving on to other offers after being warned away by former Texans defensive players about the head coach. So you got these mixed messages going out there. I bet there are people who don't like Bill O'Brien, but I mean, according to DeAndre Hopkins, he still, like, you know, has the utmost respect for the guy. So it sounds like that story is complete and total bull.
No, I mean, it doesn't, there has to be no explanation for what he does, because all he does is do really weird stuff. I mean, all Bill O'Brien does is make bad trades. I mean, regardless of, yeah, regardless of whatever was happening with DeAndre Hopkins, the idea that he took on a dead salary guy, took on a horrible contract from the running back. I can't remember the guy's
name. Johnson.
David Johnson, and then a bunch of garbage picks is ridiculous. I mean, look at what what did Dallas have to give up for? I mean, Dallas had for a Cooper. Dallas had to give up a first round, at least one first rounder.
Yeah. No, so remember when Bill O'Brien, I mean, we were talking about this 4 or 5 years ago, and we were discussing when Bill Belichick was going to step aside, and we asked Bert Breer, who would be the next guy? And Bert said Bill O'Brien. Remember that?
Yeah. Well,
I mean, this is nothing. Bert had no way of knowing this was going to degenerate to what it has, but I mean, Bill O'Brien has fallen from grace in the last.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Hey everyone, it's Felger here for Cambridge Savings Bank, my official bank. Listen, small businesses are so important to our communities. That's why I'm excited to share CSB's new business hub with articles, tools, and resources to help you start, manage, and grow your small business. You still have questions? Just fill out the contact form on the site to get in touch directly with the small business team. Check it out at CambridgeSavings.com/hub. That's HUB. Member FDIC.